This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Damien Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. And you're listening to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. Thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So if you haven't yet, jump over to iTunes and leave me a rating or a review or both. And for those of you who have already, thank you so much. I just want you to know that when I read your comments, I am encouraged. It makes me just want to work harder. It's a gift to you. So thank you. Now, on to the show. So this is episode 20. It's part of a mini-series called The Exceptional Writers Club, where I'm asking four very important questions, but about becoming an exceptional writer. Yesterday I asked, what is your strategy? In other words, why are you a writer? Today I'm asking, do you have the right technique? Now today we're getting into the mechanics of the thing, actually punching on the keyboard. And technique will probably absorb most of your time as a writer, since mastering technique is what has made the greatest the great. It's the habit. It's the habit of perfection, the habit of mastering. And if you watched the documentary I mentioned yesterday, Euro Dreams of Sushi, you'll see what I mean. And if you haven't watched it yet, what are you waiting for? Watch it, and then tell me what you think about it in the comments. So, mastering the art of writing is hard work. It's daily work. If you're a dandy or a princess, then this is not the lifestyle for you. Wrestling with a 2,000-word essay is not unlike birthing a calf. A life is at stake. Your job is to make sure it survives. Your job is to sit in the cold and the mud through the night and pull until it comes out. So the first things first, right? Do you have the capacity to park your bottom in front of the keyboard and not move until it is written? See, exceptional writers have this aggressive work ethic, an ethic that says when I arrive at the door of creativity and knock and no one answers, I'm going to kick that door in and I'm going to make myself at home. And I'm not going to leave when someone shows up to evict me. I'm going to fight them tooth and nail. See, there's nothing magical about writing. The work has to be done. Can you do it? Will you do it? As creative consultant Mark McGinnis has said before, many a creative breakthrough starts as a creative break-in. So that's a long way of saying developing good writing technique means you have to practice, and practice means you have to do it every day. Even when you're not writing, exceptional writers find ways to practice. You write emails, tweets, or Facebook posts. You dash off poems. You journal in the morning and in the evening. And whether you are running over hilly trails or lying beneath the clouds, you are writing and rewriting in your head. The more you write, the better you become. Your practice involves a clear purpose, though. You're trying to improve a certain element of your writing. You're trying to write the best first sentences. You're trying to write the best call to actions. You're trying to write the best headlines. This is deliberate, purposeful practice, the kind Jeffrey Colvin wrote about in his book, Talent is Overrated. Highly recommended, by the way. I still spend hours over headlines because I want to write the best headline and not rest upon my past work. And that means that practice is also very repetitive, right? The goal is to make writing great headlines, first sentences, subheadlines, and instincts. This is why I'd recommend writing daily, no matter what it is. There really is not a better route to becoming a good writer than writing often. This might mean that for a number of months, you publish 7 days a week on your blog. You challenge yourself to write a sonnet a day for an entire year. Of course, you know, most of what you write will be forgotten. It'll be nominal. Nobody will really care, but you'll be sharpening the saw, and that's what matters. All of that work is culminating in your best work. So this is education through writing sprints. This is practice that is purposeful. It's repetitive, which means you have to pay attention to what you are doing and adjust. You must be your best and worst critics of your own work. You pull out old letters and blog posts and emails and you evaluate it. What would you do differently? What makes you cringe? Make note and stop doing that. Make note and start doing something better. Review, critique your own work. Be harsh and be brutal. So, for example, I've gone back through and listened to every episode of this podcast again. And I cringed each time I said the word right. Probably, and this is no exaggeration, I said that word over the course of these 19 episodes nearly 200 times. Ugh. Now I have a bright gold sticky note on my laptop with the word right, R-I-G-H-T, crossed out. I'm not going to say that word ever again if I can help it. That's working on your technique. But even if you are a good critic of your own work, ask for feedback. Right? Exceptional writers scheme their way into relationships with honest professionals who can give them the kind of input needed to improve. Right? Or you can join a critique group. Even if you don't agree with everything they say, look for patterns in what the group is saying. They may be onto something. Of course, go back and listen to the early episodes of this podcast, the ones on writing headlines and openings and first sentences in particular. That will help you practice your technique. And of course, exceptional writers look for new angles, right? You experiment. You study a list of the best first and last sentences. You wonder if an article would be better. You injected humor, shared a racy illustration, or opened with a quote. Anything to break new ground. You experiment with your technique. You keep what works. You ditch what doesn't. These are endless ways. There are endless ways, right, to practice and master technique. You are limited only by your imagination. I, of course, will be talking throughout this podcast about technique. In fact, once this miniseries is over, which is in 2 episodes, I will get back to working our way through the essential elements of a good piece of online writing, things like subheadlines and internal cliffhangers and bullet points and warm-blooded verbs and white space. Oh, yummy stuff. In the meantime, pick an area of writing in which you are weak and vow to practice today to improve weakness. Will you do that for me? Please? Thank you. And until next time, take care.